My name is Jamie and I'm 8 years old from Berkshire.
I'm Mia, I'm 12 years old from Berkshire.
And I'm their dad, I'm John.
Okay, yes, so good to have you all on. Really just wanted to know what it's like. First of all, we'll start with you, Jamie. Have you been having your school at home? Have you been going through homeschooling?
Well, I have been doing online Zoom lessons at home and it's been very strange, like my teacher sharing screens and stuff.
Yeah. How did you feel about having your lessons at home on the computer rather than in the classroom?
Well, I kind of felt like confused because there was a screen right in front of me and some stuff were really blurred on the sheets that I had to do.
Okay. Did you have problems with internet connection and things not working and things like that?
A lot of the time, yes.
Yes. And now you're back. So you went back this week to your school. And what was it like to be back in a classroom?
Very odd and very strange because there's so many new things happening this year and stuff like that.
Yeah. And what is in the classroom? Do you have to wear face masks and things like that? Or
I don't really have to wear face masks at all. But I need to wash my hands and sanitize.
Yeah. And social distance as well. Yeah. You know what you got to do, but it's just, are you happy to be back?
Well, yes, to be honest.
That's good. So let's bring Mia in. So Mia, you're in you go to the same school as your brother, or
senior school.
Okay, so you're slightly older. You're 12. So how was homeschooling for you?
Quite different because you have to use something similar to Zoom. It's Teams, and you have to. It's quite odd.
Yeah, and it's not quite the same if you haven't got that kind of link with your teacher. You know, you're not in the same room. Did you find that if you sort of struggled with something, if you needed to ask something, was it quite hard to kind of do that with being at home?
Yes, it was quite tricky to ask a question or answer something.
Okay. Do you think you'll be able to keep up with everything? Having been at home learning, distractions of, sort of life around the house, did it kind of get in the way of you learning, do you think?
Sometimes.
Okay. I suppose it's quite hard as well to, separate the school day and, sort of your personal time as well, because it's all, because you're all in the same place.
Yes.
Okay. And going back to school, how was that experience for you, Mia?
I was quite nervous.
Okay, why are you nervous?
Well, because it feels quite different. I think it's quite different than how it was as normally.
Well, yeah, because you've obviously got the restrictions and everything. And were you sort of worried, when it came to, that first day back? It's a sort of the going back with the virus still out there. Is that worrying you or?
Yes, quite.
Okay. And are you glad to be back at school now? Are you glad to be back in the classroom?
Yes.
That's good. And what's your favourite subject at school then, Mia? What sort of things are you into?
Probably art or English.
I mean, from your point of view, John, homeschooling, that must have been a bit of a challenge for you to suddenly have to become a teacher, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, it was difficult. My wife and I found it challenging, but also at the same time we understand what the teachers do in the class and how much they actually do for you. So being on the other end of that is you realize how lucky you are having your children go to school and learning different subjects.
And how easy was it to adapt? I mean presumably you didn't get a great deal of notice, you just kind of got thrown into it. So how easy was that sort of process of doing it all from home?
Yeah, it was hard because we had three kids at home on three different devices, and suddenly being educating three kids and trying to print out whatever was needed, or making sure that we've got our Zoom connection and making sure that we've got enough electronic stuff, you know, like a tablet or a Chromebook or something like that, so that we could keep up with the lessons and the scope of that. That was a challenge for us. It was hard to manage all three when maybe two of them were asking questions to the teacher and making sure the other two were quiet, so because when they were speaking or saying that they were present for register. It was a challenge
and a bit of a learning curve as well. So
quite a large one.
So yes, I mean, you know, Monday, you know, your kids went back to school. How was that experience? You know, you've sort of gone from having everybody there, and I'm guessing the house was a lot quieter on Monday morning.
Oh, it was. We sat on the sofa about 9:30, 9:45, and the house was silent. So for us, it was really strange because we'd had the hum of the noise of classes and the chaos of trying to make sure that everyone was online and they were doing the work that they should be set, rather than trying to think of other ways for them to be distracted. So, yes.
Yes, imagine lots of distractions. And, you know, I suppose sort of just wondering how you sort of feel about, you know, the return to the classroom. You know, on one hand, you know, you've got, it's good to be with teachers and in that environment. But then the other hand, you've got the risk of the virus still. Is that something that was kind of playing on your mind?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, that it's ever present. I think that being a parent, you are, I don't know, I think the word on, you know, you are worried that, you know, for your children's safety and for your own safety, because, you know, we don't know how much longer we've got to deal with this, and knowing that teachers are back in the workplace, and we, with many of them still not being vaccinated themselves and putting themselves at risk for us, it's a difficult situation for them, and it's a difficult situation for us. So yes, we worry, but we have to sort of think that at some point we're going to have to step back into the real world, and that comes, and that does come at a price, as in terms of worry and, you know, anxiety and everything else, and thinking, have I made the right decision? And I think that we've also got to think about our kids and making the right decision for them to be with their friends back in the school environment. So it's a very fine line.
It is, but you know, it looks like you're both very happy to be back in the classroom. Do you enjoy school?
Yes. I enjoy school a lot.
And what do you enjoy most about school?
Well, I mostly enjoy just mostly break times, because I get to play with friends.